esikolweni. You have no choice. You're not doing anything. You're not employed.
Yeah.
And yeah, udlala esitradeni the whole day.
But isn't that a law already?
Don't you have you ever seen kids abadlala ngaphandle for no reason?
Actually not.
I have. Really? Don't you have you never?
Well, Alexander,
I have.
Where are you from? Where you staying now?
We know right? Gomorrah.
Let's leave that alone.
It's 5 o'clock on the dot. We need to get into news, sports, and traffic. Here we go.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
New stories making headlines aside, Eskom says no load shedding is expected today, but the system still remains vulnerable. Tito Mboweni delivers his budget speech with lots of good news.
In new sporting headlines this hour, ex-skipper Faf du Plessis is out of South Africa ODI squad. And finally, Maria Sharapova announced retirement. I'll have more on these stories at 5:30.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good afternoon, I'm Dominique Majola. Eskom does not expect to implement rotational load shedding. Emergency levels are at an adequate level and additional generation units have returned to service, increasing the generation capacity. Eskom spokesperson Dikatso Mutai.
It is, however, important to mention that should there be any change in the system, we may need to implement load shedding at short notice. So for customers, it is important to always be ready and make sure that you familiarize yourself with your load shedding schedules. But as it stands, and as should things remain the same, we do not expect to implement load shedding today.
NUMSA and the South African Cabin Crew Association have rejected the SAA Business Rescue Practitioner's response to their demands. This follows the union's allegations that the practitioner failed to consult them about the airline's rescue plan as mandated by the Companies Act. And lastly, Finance Minister Tito Mboweni delivered his budget speech with lots of good news. Under youth employment, because 8.2 million young people between the ages of 15 and 34 are not in education, government is committed to helping them, raising skills and improving the matching of young people and jobs. Mboweni also said that the current electricity shortfalls will ease as Eskom finishes its critical maintenance. And 230 billion rand has been allocated over 10 years to achieve the restructuring of the electricity sector. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the rand is trading at 15 rand 16 cents to the US dollar, 19 rand 61 cents to the euro. One British pound will cost you 16 rand 52 cents. Gold is selling at $1,644.50 a fine ounce.